This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Oh, what a beauty!
Talking footy with Dennis Cometti for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm on my own today. I'm running a mark.
I heard. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
What is new?
Well, before we get to the tips for round 18, and I can't believe it's round 18, have I heard right? A couple of dockers in the stink over the old demon drink?
That's right, yes. On the night of the game last week, after the game and after that loss narrowly, Ryan and Cox, two youngsters, having a beer apparently, and they've been dropped this weekend. I think both would have retained their spot. So, interesting situation. I was just wondering whether they could have fielded a team back in the 70s and 80s if this was the rule.
I mean,
rules are rules, but it would have been tough the following week, I would have thought.
They couldn't have fielded a cricket team for the Ashes, that's for sure.
Now,
let's get to round 18. Let's just quickly touch on the tipping. I'm so far out of it, it doesn't bear mentioning, but there's a point between you and Pete now.
Oh, have I closed in?
Yeah, you have.
I presume I'm still behind him.
You're still one behind him, but I reckon you can get him. I'm going for you.
Well, can you fudge my predictions? Make the odd alteration on Monday.
Oh, okay. Easy. Yeah. Done. All right. Okay. So round 18, it kicks off tomorrow, Adelaide and Geelong.
Interesting game, this one. I mean, Rory Sloane was concussed last week. He's named to play. And Patrick Dangerfield, who was hobbling about.
Yes.
Despite that, though, he kicked five goals. It was very hard to fathom. Some of the vision, he looked 100%, and other times he looked like he'd been, well, run over.
Better.
So both have been named anyway. We're told they're extremely fit. We'll see if either one plays. I would doubt Sloane will play, but who knows with footy these days. Yeah. You're not allowed to drink on a Sunday night.
Dangerfield, a better actor than Ed Sheeran.
Well, he could be. I have to say, a couple of people came out and said it was a bit over the top.
Yeah. Saturday, we got Essendon and North Melbourne.
Jobe Watson is back for the Bombers. Essendon, very quick, very aggressive. They're looking good. North Melbourne, they've dropped Todd Goldstein, and they're not playing good footy. So Essendon easily, I would have thought.
All right. Port Adelaide and Melbourne.
Todd Viney is back. He was poleaxed a couple of weeks ago too, so this is a quick return. I don't think they can beat Port, though. Port's football has been pretty good in the last month, and they're a roughie to win the premiership. I mean, they came here and played very well, so Port Adelaide for me in that one.
All right, the Bulldogs and Gold Coast.
The Bulldogs. Eastern Wood is back, so that's good news. Gary Ablett is out for the Gold Coast. there go their chances. I think the Western Bulldogs win that.
Sydney and St Kilda.
Sydney should win. That's on Saturday night. Still no Membry up forward as far as the Saints are concerned. He's very important to them. They've made five changes, so they're obviously not happy with their last couple of games, but Sydney should be too good. I think Sydney are making a real charge to the finals.
All right. It's a night game here at Domain Fremantle versus Hawthorn.
So DeLuca and McCarthy come in for Cox and Ryan. Big week, of course. Nat Fyfe signing a six-year contract and getting back to top form. So that's all good. And we hope they practice their goal kicking during the week, the Fremantle Dockers. I think they can win, but their forward line is not very good. The guys who were missing the goals last week were midfielders, so that's a problem in itself. But you wouldn't recognise Hawthorn's defence either. So both weak in the same area of the ground. It's who's best of the weekies. I'm going for Fremantle.
Such a hit and miss here for Hawthorn. Now, Richmond versus GWS on Sunday.
GWS for me. Steve Canelio, the Perth boy, is back, and he is a very good player. So GWS.
All right. West Coast. Is this at the MCG? They're against
Collingwood.
It's not, of course. They're not allowed to play at the MCG. They might be too good.
Etihad. It's Etihad.
Right.
So, West Coast didn't thrill me last week, I've got to say. They should have the incentive, but they were very lackluster. Pendlebury's out, but there's a lot of speed in the Collingwood team, and I'm thinking they might cause an upset. I'm desperate now. This was the one I was looking for to catch Pete.
Yep.
I'm sure he would have gone for the West Coast Eagles, but we can't let that desperation interfere with our tipping. I just like Collingwood. There's something about them. I think the pressure's off, and they could be a dangerous side in the run home for everybody.
I'm not telling him what you tip because I think he just reflects too much. He's playing, you know, a strategic game with it. Brisbane versus Carlton to wrap up round 18.
We both know he is a game player, don't we?
So, exactly.
Carlton for me. I tip Carlton, but I think that Brisbane have got a real chance. But they're my tips, regardless.
Thank you, Dan. We'll catch you on the call this weekend.
Yeah, good on you, Lisa.
Excellent.
Have a good weekend.
See ya. It's Lisa and Pete made in Perth. Although I am sans Pete today, he should be back with us tomorrow. But right now, want to talk about snoring. I mean, we all know the world loves a viral video, and the internet's latest everyday music star is Rael Amador Marquez, a man whose melodic snores have captured the hearts of millions after his wife sneakily recorded him sleeping over the course of 4 years, if you don't mind. In the video, the woman covertly explains that she asked her nephew for help to set the dulcet snores to Puerto Rican smash hit Despacito, aptly titled Ronquidito, which means snoring in Spanish. Here's Rael. Chest and nasal cavities. I mean, it's awful. And it's awful for someone trying to sleep with him as well. If you know, I mean, if you're married to a snorer, you certainly know what I mean. But we want to ask, do you or your partner do something weird in your sleep that annoys the other one? Let's go to Mandra, the things we do in our sleep. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi.
What, it's your husband, is it? What does he do in his sleep?
Oh, he talks in his sleep like everybody else.
But here's the thing. Can you get any good information out of him while he's in his sleep?
Well, at the beginning I thought I could, but it's not true what they say.
Oh, it's just talking gibberish, is he?
They're having conversations with whoever they're dreaming about.
Try to get him to think he's having a conversation with the jeweler. I've got to get my wife this beautiful ring or something like that.
I would love to try that.
Now, thanks, Caroline. It's got a Jeannie in Port Kennedy. Hello, Jeannie.
Hey, Lisa. How are you going?
Oh, not too bad. You know a snorer?
Oh, yes. He's my best mate. Pete, if you're listening, I love you, buddy. We had to go away and we shared a motel room. A freight train, a B-52 flying a meter over his head had nothing on him. I ended up walking out of the unit, getting into the car, pillow over my head, and I could still hear him snore. He was phenomenal.
Wow. And they never know. They always go like, no, I don't, as if they would know. They're asleep.
Oh, he asked me, he goes, bub, what did you go out there for? I said, because you were snoring. He said, oh, you could have woke me up. Hello, deep sleep. I'm not waking you up.
Thanks, Jeannie. See ya.
Thanks. Bye.
Cassandra, hello.
Hello.
Is it you that screams in your sleep?
I do.
Do you wake yourself up?
Well, no, that's the problem, is I actually fall straight back asleep. So my poor partner, the first time I did it, I did pre-warn him that it happens. I know it happens from being told by, like, my sister and stuff like that. And
right.
He was not ready for it when it did happen.
You wouldn't be, would you?
I sit up, I scream, and then I lay back down and fall straight back to sleep, and then he's left there.
Shaking.
Being like, what just happened?
It's like a scene out of Twin Peaks.
He said that he was awake for like an hour after the first time it happened, because obviously he was just like, what just happened? And
wow.
Even my poor dog, he wakes up from it as well.
Oh, no.
I'm a hoot.
And you just go back to sleep and wake up like you've had a great refreshing. Oh, well, okay.
Thanks, and he'll tell me the next day.
Thanks, Cassandra.
Thanks.
See ya. Oh, things we do in our sleep. Coming up after some ads, some news, some songs, we're going to have the Shore Report. Lisa, what's in the Shore Report? Oh, Pete, fancy you to ask. I'm going to talk about Michael Phelps and what he's up to. He may have bitten off more than he can chew in this one.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
Wah, wah. Like,
I like it.
It's like charades with the mouth. You've got to guess what we're doing.
Yeah, this is great. It's been a bit of a weird year because, you know, in the lead up to the Academy Awards, the only movie anyone really wanted to talk about was La La Land.
Yeah.
And people loved it, people hated it. And it's just been such a long time since a musical inspired any type of buzz that people were falling over themselves to have a set opinion on that movie. And now we have a new musical at the cinema, but it isn't your normal musical.
Right.
Sure, there's lots of great musical tracks and choreography, but instead of dancing to music, the actors drive cars really fast to cool tunes.
Love it.
And that is the whole premise behind Edgar Wright's new movie, Baby Driver.
Ah.
So in this, young actor Ansel Elgort, which is not a name, is known as Baby, an expert getaway driver who works for a mysterious crime part-time boss called Doc, played by Kevin Spacey. It turns out Baby accidentally stole from Doc in the past and now has to work off his debt. Uh-oh. With only a few jobs to go, Baby is going to be a free man. But when a trigger-happy thug called Bats, Jamie Foxx, joins the crew, it seems like Baby's hope of escape is going to be stuck at the lights.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
Oh, like a chauffeur. Anyone I'd know?
I hope not.
He had an accident when he was a kid. Still has a hum in the drum. Plays music to drown it out. And that's what makes him the best.
One more job and I'm done.
Now, I don't think I need to give you the speech about what happens when you say no, how I could break your legs and kill everyone you love. Because you already know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, Justin, I gotta ask, right? This is my first question straight off the bat. Aside from Kevin Spacey, why is this film different from Fast and the Furious?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, but it literally is the fact that the main character of Baby has tinnitus, and what he does is he listens to music constantly. Of course, there's extra layers to it because every getaway is choreographed to the specific music that he listens to.
Oh, wow. It
all kind of infuses in one another. So the rhythms of the car movements and the chase suit each song that he uses when getting away.
Oh, that is wicked.
Because I was going to ask, how is it different to Ryan Gosling's Drive?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's probably closer to that than it is Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But you know, more comedic and more, you know, it feels like a, like a late 80s, early 90s kind of genre film.
Right. Well, see, then I was going to ask how it's different to Nicolas Cage's Gone in 60 Seconds.
Well, it takes a bit longer.
And then I was going to ask if anyone put Baby Driver in a corner.
Yes. Oh, man, all important questions, all good questions. You know, I think it's just one of those movies. What it actually has in common for me is with the last Spider-Man movie we were just talking about, where I walked out and I was in a good mood when I walked out of the cinema.
Wicked.
I'd had a really good time. You know, like, I wasn't quite certain about the lead actor to begin with. I felt like he was meant to be a bit James Dean, but I just don't know if we make James Dean types anymore.
No.
You know, we don't make those throwbacks. And where the movie ends up, I think the actor probably suited it quite well. He wasn't bad by any stretch, but, you know, when you're surrounded by people like Kevin Spacey, Jamie Foxx plays his character right on the edge. John Hamm plays a coked-up bank robber who's pretending to be something that he isn't. And you know what's nice? Is just seeing a movie that isn't a sequel or set in a universe or it's not setting up anything else. It just gets in, tells the story, and gets out. And in a way, despite all the directorial flourishes, it's kind of a bit of an old-fashioned movie about a guy that loves a girl, loves a car, loves sweet tunes, and loves leaving his troubles behind. So I'm giving Baby Driver 3.5. I hope there really isn't a baby on board out of 5.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.